All right.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
We are laughing our heads off here and having such a blast. You know, a little more somber and serious kind of matter, this whole, the raging of the fires, you know, up in the valley, in San Fernando Valley. I mean, we just can't catch a break. We're under siege or something, it seems, you know?
It's exhausting.
Yeah. It is.
I got stuff packed by the door still.
Yeah? You got a to-go bag? What is it?
We had the evac warning a couple times, and I still haven't put that stuff away.
The cocaine and the syringe. No, but it's a serious matter. I mean, there's so many people that are unhoused, you know, and my heart goes out to them, like really, really does. And I really want you guys to know that everybody's gunning for you. I mean, we're trying to just get supplies and water and whatnot to try to help these people out, you know, any way we can. Yep. But I'm super delighted. I mean, this is fantastic. It's not every day that I have a cool, like, band, you know, per se.
Really?
No, it's not every day. I mean, you would think I would, right?
Yeah. What kind of clients do you have?
Typically, I have a guest. I have, you know, that's the other business, the clients. No, I typically have actors, actresses, authors, political pundits, I guess.
All right.
And, you know. But occasionally I have a singer. I'm supposed to have like Presley Tennant. She's like
I've heard that name.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a young singer. She does a lot of like what's this music that Dolly Parton kind of vibe,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Country of sorts. But it's like a fusion now with rock, so it's really cool.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, and then a few others that I've had, but. I mean, I'm to have these like methods of mayhem here. It's pretty, it's oh, pretty man. Rad, man. I mean,
we're gonna disappoint the fuck out of you.
I doubt it. You guys, it's my distinct honor and pleasure to introduce the baby cults.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We need him at the show.
Yeah.
Seriously, great.
You guys can't hire me for a cheap price. Is there booze? And then I'm in for free. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, if there's no
bulls, how often bands have to play at bars.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I'll give you my drink coupon.
We're in. You know, it's like obviously all three of you guys shoot out of the San Fernando Valley Cannon or no?
I'm from Orlando.
Okay.
Originally.
So let's do a round robin. Start with you, my man. What's your name and what kind of instrument do you play in the band?
My name's Lance. I play guitar, and I like red roses on graves.
I don't know. I love it. What about you?
My name is Chance. I'm the singer and keyboardist for the Baby Goats.
Nice.
Well, they call me Pickle, and I play drums and.
They call me Pickle.
Say it with some conviction, man. Pickle, yeah.
Well, he calls me Pickle.
With good reason.
That's what I'll stick with.
So where'd you guys meet? Or tell me, how did this all come about? It was just osmosis or what?
It was our children's elementary school.
Oh, get out of town.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, so all three of you guys were involved in this or...
Involved because we had kids at school, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how old are your kids?
Old enough. They're in there. Well, you're an empty nester, aren't you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's weird.
Yeah.
Ours are in high school.
Me too. I got like a 21. Oh, he's going on 21. I just had him a couple.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
Dude, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Isn't it? No,
bro,
I can't process
it. Yeah, you got little ones, and they grow up so fast, right? Like, you look back at some of the pictures, like, bro, this is just taken like a fucking month ago. How does he have a mustache now?
How does she have a mustache?
But this is LA after all. It's possible.
Right, exactly.
So musically, there's the fusion. I hear Killers. I hear Christian Death. Susie and the Banshees meets EDM.
little bit. Yeah. LCD Sound System, Blondie.
Beautiful.
Talking Heads.
It's just sort of, you know, music that we grew up on. And, you know.
Or their scions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've all played other music, you know. Mm-hmm. This is just where we came to now, you know, what we're wanting to do now.
Yeah, we were sitting around one of our very first rehearsals and we just said, you know what, let's do the stuff that makes us happy when we were kids. The stuff that made us genuine.
Yeah.
I think perhaps it's possible that most musicians are their most genuine when they're just, it's that weird lack of transition gap from being a listener to a player, you know, where you're just still so enamored with the stuff that you grew up with and the stuff you hear on the radio, and you just can't wait to play it. It's like, the next song that's on the radio, I'm going to learn how to play or whatever. You know, that's just sort of what we just want. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to that feeling.
Yeah, for sure. You know what's funny? I grew up in Lincoln Heights, and it was right by Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the Chinatown Punk Wars.
Yeah. Dude. Well, you mean the documentary?
Documentary. Oh, you guys seen it? Have you seen it? You got to watch it, dude.
It's great. And it's like on PBS, too, so it's pretty easy to
watch. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. It's nuts. Right. It's insane. And, bro, it's like it's a carnal sin you haven't watched it, dude. Pickle, I'm surprised. You got to watch it too. It's great because a lot of bands came together.
You take that shit from him.
Yeah,
come on, dude. What's
I
up?
Let's start
speaking of wars. So you know, it was the whole punk revolution. I mean, this is 1970s. There's bands that got together on stage at the small restaurant, which is bizarre.
Was it Miss Wong's or something?
Yeah, Madame Wong.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
And then they had we're not going to spoil it for you, but there's two restaurants that go at each other. One's New Wave and one's more punk. Mm-hmm. And one's more gritty, more like, you know, in your face kind of deal. And I just thought about that, how all that was like near my house, and I never fucking knew that.
That's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. Wow. So, you know, you besides like punk, and let's say if you do it all over again, what other genre do you guys like that's outside of your wheelhouse or
our current wheelhouse?
Yeah.
If we had to do it all over again, that's an interesting question, because I don't know that there's any basis for truth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we're coming at this so authentically that to consider a different one would be like, I don't know. It's like you saying, hey, dude, if you're not going to do this, what kind of fishing are you going to do?
I don't know. Just throw me into the water. I'll do it.
Yes, right. And that's
The answer is
I don't know.
Okay, good. I like that. You're going because you're going all the way. So it's like, that's the beauty of it. You know, you just go all in, say, fuck it, we're going to ride this bitch till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just cuss? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that against the fucking rules?
Yeah, fuck. No guardrails, guys.
I think a big influence, too, was your synth, you know?
Yeah.
We did other music before, you know, and I think a big direction was when you got.
Yeah, we were actually at the carnival at the school.
Yeah.
And the previous iteration of my solo music that I was working on, Greg played on, and he's like, "Hey, man, I still want to play," because it had just kind of stopped, and I go, "Well, let me tell you something, dude. I just got a Moog." And I'm thinking, I got ideas.
It's pretty different.
Okay, let's play. And then that seems to be sort of the emotional kernel, functional starting block of our music.
Yeah. You know? Wow. It's insane how, like, because, you know, you think about everything's a fusion nowadays, but yours is so unique. I was listening to some of the stuff. It's just, wow. It's really great because a lot of us, like, live in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking, like, an 80s buff. You talk movies, stuff like that, music, and it's everything you like you said, when you're growing up, you're doing plus a little more, you know, add some bonuses and stuff.
Right.
Do you find that, you know, obviously, I would imagine your fan base, it's like the parents and the younger generation of sorts?
Absolutely. People who are older than us, people who are younger than us.
Yeah. Wow. And do you have getting groupies or?
God, no.
those are long gone, right? That whole day of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, groupies? I mean, I suppose it's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, one can ask Mr. Grohl about that, but I suppose it's a thing.
Yeah, he lives up the street, literally.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, we're all. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all.
Is there a van? Do you guys have like a stank van? Like
no.
That's the only reason I got in the band, because I have a garage we can practice in, and I have a van.
and you know, but outside of LA,
we're still waiting for Lance to tell his first kernel of truth. He has yet. What was the first thing? Well, I already forgot. The thing
talking about roses.
Oh, roses. Yeah.
All right.
He's gonna get you though. You have to be ready for it.
Oh shit. Okay. you better tell me.
He's the dark horse.
Dark Horse.
So is that from a movie?
No.
I think it's a song.
All right, Mr. 80s buff. This is going to be somewhat of a trick question. Lost Boys, good or bad movie?
Lost Boys is great.
It's a terrible
movie. It's a good movie.
It's a terrible movie.
No, says who?
It's so ridiculous.
Says who?
My brain, the last time I watched it, I'm like, holy shit, this is awful.
But that's
like, I completely forgot how bad it was.
That's your opinion.
Well, of course, that's the point.
I think it's fact that, no, it's a great, listen, it's a great film.
It's and a I'll great, tell you why, great bad movie.
No, it's a great good movie. I happen to like it because it was entertaining to me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No.
So I like it.
What's it? Maggots,
Michael. You're eating maggots.
All right. Yeah, I saw it the other day. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on? This,
Did you like the Goonies?
Yeah.
I used to drive Richard Donner. It's like a true story, and I used to call him every year. Uh-huh. Hey, when are you gonna make Goonies 2? Corey Feldman put me up to it. All right, no. When are you gonna make Goonies? You know, that guy was all hung up on that. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy. That was such a great film. You know, fucking looking for, you know, treasure hunting and whatnot. And
yeah,
it's got all the elements you like as a kid. You know, they just know how to get you.
Yeah,
they know how to get you and stuff.
I agree with that.
So you guys ever like played outside of LA, or you got to play back home for you?
We haven't. We've never been outside of the state.
Okay.
So that's a dream that'll hopefully one day come true.
Okay.
The only place we've really played outside of town is Ventura and Oxnard. And
that's pretty
Palmdale.
Far.
That's San Diego.
And Palmdale. That's great.
Palmdale.
Was that, or is that Lancaster? Right out there.
It was Palmdale. Palmdale. Yeah. And then we're playing San Diego in about a month.
Okay.
So that'll be our first.
And let's talk about your show. You're playing a show this Friday, right?
Yes, we're playing the Viper Room. The Viper Room.
Whoa, the Viper Room.
Which is still around.
David Faustino owned that, I heard, back in the day.
Did he?
And Johnny Depp.
I knew Johnny Depp. With River Phoenix.
Yeah, River Phoenix. Keanu Reeves as well, I believe.
Okay. Was he a part of it too?
I think so. Or maybe he was just best friends with River Phoenix.
Far back in there.
Could have been.
So
they say in the right lighting, you can see River Phoenix's ghost.
That's I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah.
At midnight.
Oh, is it at midnight?
It's got to be
on Wednesday.
We're going on at 9:45, so we're not going to be able to see River Phoenix's ghost. He's like, nope. Not coming out. I don't care how good
these
guys are.
I'll take a rain check on that.
Put it on the guest list.
I would imagine he's on the eternal guest list.
Yeah, forever, dude. So, like, the Viper Room, is it still around? I heard somebody bought it.
I haven't been there in ages.
Yeah,
so
I've been hearing for years that the place is closed down or whatever, but they're still pumping out some good shows there. So,
and shout out to the promoter. The promoter's really cool. His name's Stefan Poole.
Stephen Poole.
And he's the one who got us into the show.
Yeah.
And we go on at 9:45.
It's like a Dirty Mondays thing.
It's a Dirty Mondays promotion. I think they're involved in both Los Angeles and Italy, like Milan, Italy. So it's both a cool connection to just have, but also the guy's really cool. I like him a lot.
That's fucking rad. Yeah. Viper Room, dude. That's a dream. Yeah. That's just to be able to play there. I mean, you guys have done like the Whiskey a Go-Go?
Mm-hmm. Not together as a band, but individually we have.
So is it true like people pay to get in, pay to play of sorts?
Yeah.
Is that how it's?
Yeah, that's a lot now. We're not. Really
it's not
that.
As much as it used to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But in West Hollywood, they still do it, and I think it's just because they can. Now, recently, I've been talking to some of the promoters at the clubs, and I just tell them, listen, that's not our game, and it ends up actually being a really respectful conversation. They're like, that's cool. This is what we do. That's cool that what you do is not do that. And when you can play as many people, when you can bring as many people as we need to have you not pay to play, we'll have a show. And I'm like, that's cool by me.
Yeah, it's like no different than comics. Like you do the stand-up comedian, well, you have to buy the drink minimum.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you know, I just passed for this time. Okay, you know, just catch him. No, you need some drinks. You need to buy some. You want water? Like, dude, they come and watch you. Like, your friends are like, ha, sucker, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what the fuck? You never told me beforehand that I was supposed to like pay two minimum, but I guess that's what it is.
Comedy club.
Yeah, it's on some strange level. You can almost see both sides of it. You know, you see on one half – where the promoters and the clubs are like, listen, we have rent in a very a ridiculous place, and we're happy when bands come to play and they're actually good, but oftentimes they're not, and oftentimes they say they're going to bring a lot of people, and oftentimes they don't. I mean, I get it, but at the same token, it's very, very difficult for a band to build up a draw in front of nobody but their family. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to play in front of a regular crowd.
Right.
And so the trick for us is that we've found some really great venues that have some kind of a draw, or at least some kind of a community. Mm-hmm. You know, because the community is really important for us to not just have other bands bring their people, and then we play in front of them, and then we cross-pollinate.
Right.
But
right.
it's just the ability for us to celebrate, support these bands that we meet.
Right.
You know, whether it's the band Osnova or whatever, you know, Maudlin Strangers. There's a Maul. There's a band Maul. We have all these new friends as a result right. of playing locally in town.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference because we support them
right.
when they're playing and we're at most practicing. You know, and they come and support us when they're not playing and they can come and see us, you know.
Yeah, it's a community of sorts.
Like, yeah.
It just comes together yeah. so beautifully.
And it's incredibly difficult yeah. to do it in this town.
Yeah.
Because this town is, a lot of people say that Los Angeles is one big city. I don't believe that. I think Los Angeles is 10,000 very small cities.
Yeah.
They're all right next to each other, but they just, it's very balkanized.
Yeah, little factions everywhere.
Yeah, there. And yeah. you can, if you can wrap your head around that,
right.
it's beautiful. It's really cool. You know, I mean, San Gabriel Valley,
yeah.
you're eating amazing Chinese food.
Yeah.
And then you go to a Thai town
right.
where we just played New Year's Eve at Harvard and Stone. And it is just awesome. And there are all these just little communities.
Little clumps.
San Fernando Valley, completely different. Tarzana is different than Northridge, which right. is different than Granada Hills. Like, they're just so different, you know?
And so you're saying in terms of the style or the sound that people like?
It is that, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that was when we were first playing. That was very, very difficult to find a night that didn't seem absurd.
Right.
You know, like a Genesis wow. cover band.
Right.
Followed by a death metal band, followed by us, which were like dance punk.
Uh-huh.
And then followed by like a bunch of kids who are 12 years old playing metal, like speed metal.
Right.
And
okay.
that's cool.
Cool
in and
spot,
of itself. But does any of it make any sense?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Talk about a hodgepodge.
Right. So then the right. community dies because you got parents who are coming to see their kids and then they leave and you just have like, you know, the metal band just leaves once the top 40 band starts playing. You know, there's no sense stuck of, hey, I'm going to stick around.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, because some people don't appreciate other people's music. It's just not in their wheel kind of
right.
house.
Right.
Not to their taste. I feel like where we are now, we're kind of building this community where we're playing with bands who are there to see us, and we are going and seeing bands. You know, we'll be like, hey, let's go see this band on Friday because they're playing it.
Right.
You know, and we really are kind of trying to build that, and it's coming together more now for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes a difference. It's hard work, but it makes a difference.
You know? Wow, it's pretty cool. And what's like? What are some of your like friends that you guys are? You mentioned a couple bands like
Osnova. We love those guys. A band called Maul.
Uh-huh.
We said Maudlin Strangers.
Maudlin Strangers are
Strange
really good. Strange Hotels, yes.
Strange Hotels sounds cool.
Yeah, they're a two-piece.
Right.
They're cousins.
Really?
So it's the drummer. They both kind of share the singing. Mm-hmm. So it's the drummer, and then the keyboardist plays guitar, and the drummer has a sample pad where he. And they also have like this little, what do you think, for doing harmonies, like a harmonizer. So they hit it and it sounds like 14 people singing or whatever. No, those guys are great. Really,
really,
really good. Very talented. They're actually a little more in our wheelhouse because they're they want the people to dance. And that's kind of what we are.
Right.
You know?
My buddy just, they changed their name from, I forget what they were before, but now it's the Breakfast Club. And they do a lot of the covers. And
okay.
Yeah, they'd be playing with Missing Persons or
it's kind of cool. Canyon Club.
Yeah, and so when did you guys start? Like, when did this all like come together? How long ago has it been?
Well, we started right before the pandemic.
Oh shit!
Like moments.
Okay.
And then that happened.
Right.
So you can't call it a blessing in disguise under no circumstances can you call it that. But the way we dealt with it.
Creative juices were flowing, you got to say.
We said, you know what? Let's continue to practice. Let's figure out who we are going to be as a band.
Right.
Let's decide what kind of sounds we want, what kind of direction that we want. And we experimented, you know?
Yeah.
And then what happened was, as we started to work on our demos, and we just built up our thing, and then slowly things started to open up. so slow. We started at least just putting out feelers, like where should we play and
right.
who's going to help us in that regard. And then we started playing like a 2022.
Like a supernova.
Yeah. So it'll be 3 years in March since our first truly official show.
Wow. If I didn't know any better now, like who would think you guys have been playing for like the last 10 years?
Oh,
it's
wow.
that good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And yeah. and it's just so high intensity. The intensity, it's just like people are just all about it, hopped up on life, really,
yeah.
on the music. That's what yeah. it's about. Do you guys ever like, I mean, I'm sure there's creative differences in the three after all your three different beings, but how do you guys come together with the, you know, in terms of like, say, a song or, okay, we're going to write, or how's the writing process come together? Who writes the song? All three of you guys, or is there?
I'm the principal, probably. Okay. You know, Lance is also contributes as well. But I think the thing with us is we're incredibly communicative.
Right.
You know, so one of the things that we don't do, we were just talking about this just a couple of days ago. That's the ironic thing.
Wow.
We were just reflecting a little bit on
sure.
how we've traveled so far, right? And I think when we first put this band together, the idea was to learn from all of our past mistakes.
Okay.
To if there is an issue, let's just talk about it, yeah. you know? And, you know, there's a thing that I heard the other day that an engineer said this once during a session that, like, you can argue about the idea and it will actually take longer right. than just to try the idea. So that's what we do. We will sometimes it'll take us a little longer to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone comes up with an idea, we'll try it.
Wow.
And all it means is that we can go 15 seconds later, we can go, or, huh. That maybe didn't work, but...
Right.
And then
right.
they may be thinking the same thing. And they're like, yeah. Instead, I'll go four on the floor
right.
or whatever, you know. Like, we'll just go... And
it's like a fusion of all your thoughts come together
yeah.
as you go, like
yeah.
in real time.
That's, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think one thing that's been really helpful is recording every... Like, we're either working on songs or sometimes we just have jams, like in between, you know, shows where we're just jamming and maybe you brought parts that you're mm-hmm. kind of working on. But we... I mean, Lance is like does sound for a living and it's like set up and like the recordings that we do for rehearsals are just great. You know, like
fantastic.
I'll text somebody, hey man, that one jam we did that was sort of like the Police, man, you know, check that out.
Right.
You know, and I think that.
Yeah, we record every practice.
Yeah.
Every practice, including the ones that
Smart.
We do for the live show. So
right.
we'll have, like, when we play The Sewer in Ventura, that's an hour and 15-minute show.
Right.
We will practice that entire hour and 15-minute show, unless we're sick or whatever. But, I mean, we'll practice it, and then we have something to listen to either on the way there, if we just
right.
want to listen, if we want to double-check, especially if it's, like, a new transition or it's
yeah.
a new song,
yeah.
we can hear ourselves mm-hmm. either execute or poorly execute or get close to executing. You know, I know it sounds really sort of type A, but it really
yeah,
helps
good.
Speed up the process.
I think it's,
you know?
it's
yeah,
different.
I mean, that's kind of my whole routine for shows is
yeah.
that on my way to driving to it,
right.
I listen to the practice of the show.
Oh.
And then just kind of mentally
yeah.
can go over each part of my head. And then,
right. So you kind of like sink into it. Like
yeah,
sort of,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just kind
that's
of,
smart. And then also when you're actually, go ahead, finish your thought.
Say, yeah, that's exactly. And you can
yeah.
just. Hear the parts again and you can hear everything and just kind of go through it in your head.
It's a Presonus. I was just checking to see what kind of...
Oh, okay.
We've been looking at mixers lately.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. You can take this one, bro.
Take it.
I think Sam's not watching.
Make it down to the lobby.
That's in your pocket.
No, and so I think it's great. Like, it's brilliant that you record so everything, like, if it happens in happenstance kind of a way where, oh, shoot, like, dude, that sound right there. Oh dude,
I'm sure you know how many times
yeah.
you've come up with an idea and
right.
you're like,
right.
And you don't record it and then it's
and
gone.
Like,
it's just into the ether.
Or it never is good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah, the timing's different or just the pattern and it's just lost in the ether. So
who's the worst, right? Who's the worst, like, critic in the band?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I had a guess, I would say it's you.
Well, I have an incredibly high standard.
Right.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
we have to reach it. And that takes time. But I hope that these guys will at least somewhat agree that I'm patient. You know, that I believe
yeah.
that it's just I would rather spend the time to work
right.
it out. Like, I know sometimes when we first got his sample pad, he would get very
yeah.
frustrated because he,
right.
he wasn't used to working on synths.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I've been doing this since I was 15. It's okay. I can
wow.
I can help you. Just intuitively, I can probably
right.
guide you to
right.
where you need to go. And... Plus, I would rather you take the time to flesh it out
right.
rather than going, oh, well, I don't have it. I can't figure it out right now. I'll do it later. I'm like, no, let's just do it now. And yeah. so in that regard.
You guys kind of all polish each other and yeah. help each other sort of yeah. compliment.
Yeah. We'll stop a practice to work on a guitar tone.
That's rad.
You know.
So that's how you fine-tune everything. That's why when it comes alive, well, holy shit, fuck, no wonder. Right. Hence why it seems like it's been 10 years. Like when you listen to it, like, wow. Right.
Yeah.
These guys, why aren't they like – yeah. you guys – okay, begs the question, why aren't you signed yet, or is that just – it's done differently now.
Yes. Is that
right?
A thing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we don't even know if a label has ever seen us before, and that's fine.
Right.
We just don't even know how to process that right yeah. now. It's just the world is so different.
So different than it yeah. used to be.
Well, right. we put out an album on our own, and, you know, my experience with albums, like, you buy the album,
right?
Right? And we've been putting, you know, you put it out one song at a time now, you
yeah.
know, and that's, right. it's a different world, you know.
And it's great, right? In a sense that, like, you have this one song that comes out, and it's the one song that people can just marinate and say, fuck, that song is yeah. great, without there being 10 other ones. Maybe not all 10 would be the same or like. You
yeah,
know.
I mean, that is a good point, yeah. especially people's attention span right yeah. now. Yeah,
come on, dude. TikTok. Yeah.
The one that's yeah. actually lately started to yeah. just sort of surge a little bit is yeah. the very first one that we released, the very first song called Won't Stop Waiting.
Right. So hope people are going back.
They're kind of
you know?
Going back.
I like yeah. the Electricity song. Cool. It's just so catchy, dude.
Dude, see that one live. You got to see it live.
I got to see it live. On that's Friday, you, Friday, you guys going to be out at the Viper Room.
Yeah.
I'll bring my wife. Tell her to go.
I'm telling you.
Punk rock, baby.
Yeah, tell her it's dinner.
Ah, for sure.
Tell us yeah. wine, dinner and wine.
Right.
Show up at
yeah,
the
yeah, for sure. You know, what's, God, I mean, like, it's insane for me to wrap my head around, like, the fact that you guys are not just musicians. You guys are, like, curators of the music, it seems to me. Like, it's just kind of really, really, you know.
Well, that's just it. You know, it's, at this point, it's. We all have different backgrounds when we
right.
grew up. You know, I came from more of metal stuff. And, you know, like you said, I liked all the Maiden.
Iron Maiden, baby.
You know, the hair
huge
metal
fan.
And all that stuff when I was a kid. But
yeah, you had long hair when I first met.
Yeah. And then so it's just kind of – but at the
love
same
that,
token,
dude.
I still liked all the Depeche Mode stuff.
Right,
and,
too.
You know, the Janet Jackson Control, all that stuff was good too.
Oh, yeah,
so,
dude.
You know,
Control, wow.
So all of that stuff just kind of is
yeah. – Kind it's of who you are.
Meshed
yeah.
inside
yeah.
of me, meshed, and then you know, and then I played metal for a long time, just you know, and then
you did that too.
Yeah.
Carcass. I think yeah. of Carcass or even Slayer. Some of Slayer yeah. songs, right? Or Corrosion of Conformity, like back in the
yeah,
day. It's all these bands.
Stuff. Yep.
But
and then we just kind of like we all just kind of like the same thing,
yeah.
and on top of that, we all like a good groove. So it just
right.
kind of mm-hmm. it squeezes together.
What's that? Right here. Right now, when you're saying that, like, oh, the metal stuff, and then, like, the fusion typo negative, is that the name of the band? Like,
yeah,
was that
the goth, yeah.
Kind of goth.
I saw them open up for Nine Inch Nails once.
Remember that?
Yeah, long time ago.
Wow. I saw, like, a video on YouTube way back, and that's what it was, like, Trenton Reznor had them on, or,
mm-hmm.
wow. Yeah. That's just insane. And like you said, like, in the olden days, the conglomerates, there was only a few big labels, you know, Capitol Records and whatnot, yeah. and they were Columbia, and they would just kind of own you. Mm-hmm. Like you got to just keep, you know, fucking cranking out songs, cranking
yeah.
out albums. So it kind of takes away, I think, of the creativity, it seems,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I think nowadays there's not, you know, I think probably even with most of the big artists,
yeah.
all the money's in touring and merchandise because
pretty much it.
With yeah. all of the streaming services,
yeah.
you know.
You make nothing.
You can make, yeah.
You make nothing.
Well, I remember it's going, awful. Hey, is there going to be any industry here tonight?
Yeah,
that was
that's
a thing.
Right. There used to be a thing called an industry list on.
Yeah,
when you would have shows, it'd be like you'd have an industry list that's separate from the guest list.
Okay,
they just had to show a card. They had their name,
yeah,
whatever, and they would
yeah.
get in for free.
Like A&R people,
A&R guys,
whatever.
Yeah, publishing guys, whatever. You know, cats.
I think the age of technology, even TikTok, you know, can put out like you know you'll hear a song from way back when, and all the young kids like it now.
Mm-hmm.
So
but that's
just,
the
yeah.
thing too. It's like even with my daughter, I don't you know all the TikTok songs. It's all old songs.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't
yeah.
listen to any of like
right.
the new.
Isn't
like,
that ironic?
Maybe a couple
yeah.
here and there,
yeah.
but you know
yeah.
it's any. It's like you know she's cranking AC/DC
yeah.
and
Led Zeppelin.
You know,
you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I have a. I think I told you this. I have a hypothesis about that.
What is
it's
it?
It's kind of like Tom Brady being the quarterback till he's the age of 45. You know, there's no opportunity. How many quarterbacks went to seed behind Tom Brady?
Right.
You get what I mean? That yeah. could have been. I mean, look at Montana and
Steve Young.
Steve Young's a Hall of Famer, and he sat behind Joe Montana for how long?
Fuck.
Like a long time.
Yep.
So how many people went to seed behind Rodgers, behind Brady, and all those guys who just want to keep playing?
Right.
You know, who could be Hall of Famers, who ended up maybe tapping out because they didn't get the shot, you know? Right. So there's a lot of I mean, look, we're not a lot of people say, well, who's your competition in town? Yeah. Nobody is our competition in town.
You're unique, dude.
No, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean that. Every single band that we play with is our community. They're not our competition. The Foo Fighters, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney, the Stones, they're our competition. Why? Because you've decided you're going to go see them instead of us.
Right.
And we have to change that mind. We want you to come see us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how we view it. We don't have like any kind of internal or external struggles with our local community.
Yeah.
But we would love to get the money that other bands get.
You know? Yeah, look at bands like a metal band. Thinking of Armor Saint was huge with John Bush. Holy shit, man, dude!
I know that guy. He's a lovely person.
These dudes were like local cats from LA. Yeah. I mean, you think about what could have happened, and then you think, you know, in terms of, I'm sure they amassed wealth, but not like Slayer money. Not like Metallica money. Oh, by the way, John Bush was supposed to be the lead singer to Metallica. I just realized that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but those are guys.
He was an Anthrax for a while.
Yeah. You're right.
That's how I met him.
What a voice, right? And you think about some of these guys, like years later, they start amassing that cult following almost.
He actually sang background vocals on a song of mine from an old band.
Who?
John Bush.
Are you fucking serious, dude? Mm-hmm. Mind blown. I am a John Bush. I grew up near where the band started in the 80s.
Oh, cool.
So it was like a thing, like, Armor Saint.
Really, really nice guy. I liked him a lot. I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah,
super nice.
That's
cool,
man.
I think he actually quit singing to do, like, he does voiceover for commercials and stuff.
Now. Oh, that's great. Good for him.
The voice of Chevy and stuff or something.
That's rad.
Hey. Well, different strokes for different folks,
right? You guys
right?
need to get the new Toyota Tundra.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Four-wheel drive.
So,
did you say four-wheel drive? Yeah. That's fucking great.
So, speaking of which, I mean, you obviously have, like, the new platforms, the streaming apps. That, how cool is that now it's happened that because of these apps, you know, and streaming, you know, and the TikTok and the, well, I don't know about the Facebook and MySpace, that's really old, but a lot of that stuff puts music in the ears of people way in the corners of the earth, you know, on the other side of the earth.
That is fascinating. Yeah.
It's pretty
amazing.
That
is fascinating. I mean, I just talked to two people from Peru yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And then they were struggling with their English, and I'm like, listen, man, you're Brazilian. Your English is way better than my Brazilian Portuguese, right? So it was still a wonderful conversation. We were like, they just wrote amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's amazing? I'm leading the witness a little bit, right? Or pulling them in. But they were like, I'm so happy. The song, it's happy. It makes me happy. Yeah. I want to dance. That's what, just something like that. You know?
And we need a lot of that, bro. To be honest with you, guys, we really need a lot of you know, it's just par for the course to have a lot of depression, and we need happiness in these times, these moments where the fires, I mean, unprecedented. I mean, like, on a serious level, this is not funny at all. I mean, these people lost their lives, man, like 17, 30 people losing their lives in our backyard.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, that happened. The whole place is decimated. I mean, the purge and
Altadena.
That's one that was left out. I think I said last week, we were talking about with my last guest, you know, about how all the focus is in, like, in the rich areas, but we're forgetting about Altadena. There's a lot of poor folk out there that are living out of their cars, living in the Pasadena Civic Center. Mm-hmm. They're opening that up.
Yeah.
And
a lot of churches are opened up.
Right. It's unimaginable pain, dude, like to lose your pets, dogs, cats.
I can't even imagine it.
And so it's refreshing, man. Like, you know, music. We need music. It heals. It really does. What's some of the songs that have healed you when you're like growing up and stuff? What's music that you turn to? I know when I was getting my ass kicked, I listened to Metallica.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Guilty as charged, Metallica and Megadeth.
Huh.
Thank God they fired Dave Mustaine. I was like, yeah, Megadeth's a great band, but Go ahead.
That's an interesting question, healing.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the cure is disintegration and the Sunday's reading, writing, and arithmetic. Probably those two. A little on the melancholy side, but
right.
I've always loved those two.
But isn't it funny how, like, the Smiths, for example, like, you'll die in a decker, double-decker. What if a double-decker bus hit you or killed you, killed the both of us, you know? And yeah. It sounds like your PBC people dancing to it. Like,
right, yeah. right.
There's the irony, right? The paradox behind that. What about you, Pickle?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know.
You know, I mean, what was the music you went to, your go-to music?
Like, I mean, I went through so many stages, you know. Yeah. Like, when I was, like, 13, I was really into punk, and my friends were into punk, and then it kind of moved on to more, like, listening to Rush and then
Rush.
Jazz and Steely Dan and playing. Like, I used to play hand percussion.
Steely Dan. Yeah. Steely Dan. Were those the guys, or was it Thin Lizzy, that didn't really, like, go on the road? It was one of the bands, I think it was them, right?
Alan Parsons Project, maybe?
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy toured before, yeah. So
it was the other.
And I think Steely Dan's toured, too, because that was like, isn't that what's that guy's, Jackson Browne and a bunch of guys were in Steely Dan.
Were they?
Yeah, I think so.
Another alley.
I don't think Jackson Browne.
No?
No, I think he's always been on his own, right? That Highland Park Cat. He's badass, though. Jackson Browne, wow. And he's like so... It's so underrated. Like, it's also like a kind of indie kind of, you know, if I have to imagine, like, indie music, you know, Jackson Browne versus.
I just hear the Eagles every time I hear him.
Oh, yeah, bro. The Eagles.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Jackson Browne?
No. But I think he wrote that song, didn't he?
No.
Oh. No, or maybe he.
Yeah, that's the Eagles, right? Take it easy.
I'm not positive. Maybe he didn't write that song. Maybe it's the
what a great song.
But he should have.
I like his honesty. It's true. You know, sometimes you feel like that dude should have.
It's Steely Dan. They should have done it.
Yeah. Shit, man. We're already talking way too much about 70s music right now.
Maybe I'm thinking of Steve Winwood. Who was he in the Steely Dan thing?
No. He was in Megadeth.
He's in...
Mega Life.
What else, like, the Disturbed guy? I mean, I like, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, you know, doing that song, you know. But having the guy in Disturbed just takes it to the next level. Huh. He redid that song, Silence, Sound of Silence, and it's just impressionable in every respect.
What should you do past the Dutchie?
To the right-hand side?
Well, you guys do a cover of The Killers, right?
We do. Okay. That's our latest release, actually. We released that last week, I think, something like that.
Yeah. It was really rad. Thanks. I heard it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and that's alive. It's live, too.
So you do a lot of your stuff. Obviously, you want, for obvious reasons, to do lives. You want to go on the road and have people come.
Yeah.
what's been like, if you guys noticed, like, more and more people are showing up to your shows. Yeah. More important people, you're watching your families just grow exponentially. Or has that happened, like, in the last year or, like, from the beginning for you guys?
I would say it started in earnest last year.
Okay.
Subtly.
Right.
And I just feel like we're a long game band for whatever reason. Yeah. It's not an explosive. I mean, maybe it could. Maybe there's a tipping point coming. We just haven't seen it yet. But, we're starting to see, you know, like when you drop the rock in the pond, you start to see ripples.
Right, the ripples.
The first ripple is your family, second ripple is your friends, friends of friends, and then the people you just don't recognize.
Yeah.
We're starting to get that.
I love it.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
Yeah, that's really cool.
The baby goes, ladies and gentlemen.
And then we end up being friends with them.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's a far cry from what other bands did.
Yeah.
Unless Motley Crue was, you know, invite them to the apartment.
Friend for 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. 5 minutes.
Find a friend.
Only if you had good drugs.
Yeah. Right. So that's what's different now, right? Like, it's not like all drug infused like it used to be. You know, we're growing up, we go to a concert, like, especially Maiden concerts.
Of course.
Not everybody nowadays, but in the olden days, everybody was on something, man.
What's Molly? I don't know shit about drugs. What's Molly?
Ecstasy, isn't
it? It's X, okay.
Yeah.
So there are places that we play where there are lots of kids on X.
Because I could see how that would be like fucking an eternal malady, you know? Like, it just takes you on this whole trance. Yeah.
There's a lot of happiness going on. Yeah.
But to your point, you do, you know, before back in the day, it was like, you know, you went on tour, it was like you brought your drug dealer and you brought your and now you bring your personal chef and your personal trainer. You know,
we're health conscious, right?
You know, they have, you know, exercise equipment backstage.
Like with Korn, right? Like Korn kind of started bringing that after a while. I guess they mess with drugs and stuff for a while. Then there was other all healthy. Like that's really wild, man. And what was the first show, like the meaningful show that was like that watershed moment where you say, I went there and then it was a turning point. Like it just
February 2nd, right?
Yeah.
Harvard and Stone.
Is that show?
Here's why it was a turning point. In the middle of the set, Pickle, like a fan of the music, I don't even think he realized. He said, oh my God, there's like a lot of people here. They're really having a good time. Like he literally just starts getting like so like into it. That's his voice.
Was I there that night?
Yeah. Like he was like so like excited. And it's because the crowd, they were giving as much as we were giving. And it was fucking rad. And then when we started playing the sewer in Ventura, we get a lot of that every time we play there too.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Fucking mind blown, man. For real. That's
great.
That's great.
Amazing. And we're freaking out. Over 50 to 100 people. Can you imagine how much fun we're gonna have when that becomes exponential?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like the ripples, dude. One show at a time, right?
Yeah. Let's turn that pond into an ocean.
Fuck yeah. Let them drown in it in a good way.
Yeah.
Which speaking of drown, we're gonna have a hellacious monsoon soon, supposedly, right?
That's like gonna put all the fires out, hopefully. Yeah. No, it's supposed to rain this weekend.
I just heard it's supposed to rain. Is it supposed to be a monsoon?
I think it's supposed to be. Well, it's a monsoon for Southern California.
It's like a 35% chance of rain.
Right? For LA, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Dude, the last few years it's been crazy rain. Yeah. I think this year, not
torrential rain.
Quarter to half an inch or something.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's supposed to snow up by the other fire that just started.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man. This is. Wow, it's 8:41 already. We got like. Down smoking. In five few more minutes. Where did time go?
This
right?
has been fun, man. I can say that we really appreciate your enthusiasm for music and your enthusiasm music, for communicating and being social, man.
Thank you, bro. I'm gonna actually turn out to one of your shows for sure.
Please.
I'm gonna try to make it for Friday. I know Friday's gonna be my mind serves me well. We're supposed to go somewhere on Friday for more of a reunion of sorts with some of the high school people, but in the olden days, way.
Bring them.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that. I was like, dude.
You walked into that, dude. You're like, well, I'm going to have like 50 people with me, so.
But,
you'd be on the industry list.
And scene.
Yeah, I like the way you brought it back. It's beautifully done. Very masterfully done. What are you working on some material now that you could talk about?
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of new stuff that's coming out. Mm-hmm. We probably have 3 songs from the first group.
Okay.
Tunes that we still have to release because we're trying to release like once every 6 weeks or so. And that, believe it or not, takes time.
Yeah.
But then we're also getting ready to go in the studio and maybe do a batch of 5. Something
yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
I think in the past month or two, we've played 3 new songs.
3 new songs live. Yeah.
And we've got a couple in the can still that are. You know, we close. Had a bunch of shows coming up, so they weren't quite ready, but, you know, they're close, too, so.
Dude, do you ever get, like, JD? You look like this movie, American Me or something. You remind me of that guy that plays JD, that actor. Let me see if I can look him up. I swear, dude. Ready?
All right.
Not going to go through the alphabet in your head?
No, it's crazy, dude. He's got, like, that quality of him.
He's got, like,
it's 20. Totally him. I swear to God, dude, it's like fucking crazy.
You see a picture?
I'll show you a picture right now. This cat right here, dude. William
Forsythe. I don't see that.
When he was younger, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like
a younger. That's not a very good picture of him.
That's him.
Yeah. I see there.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
And that picture's close.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
It's pretty amazing. He's been in a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, I recognize the name.
Yeah. Any chance that I could come out of there and be like maybe be one of your groupies? I like to.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to come out to one of your. Not only that, but also to when you do rehearsals. That's at your place.
It's at home. No.
Your place. Where do you live? Where about?
What?
We could talk about it off.
Northridge.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also playing Corbin Bowl, which is just a
a hop, skip, and a jump
away from here.
Bar 10.
That's correct. Well, it's bar 10 after Corbin Bowl.
Yeah.
We love
it.
It's a great spot.
They recently redid it, and it's killer.
Yeah. I saw like a rockabilly band or something. I forget their name, but one point.
Redid the sound system, the stage. Yeah. It's like, it's legit, man.
General manager's name is Jesse. He's just great. Just great people, man.
What's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse's girl.
I wish that I had
Jesse's girl.
It's a great place, and we're playing March 28th.
Play footsie with me? What's wrong with you, Pickle?
I was surprised you pulled the date out. I'm like, what people are always like, hey, what? When are you playing next? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Let me
text Chance.
Give me a minute. Did you follow us?
Yeah.
So, speaking of which.
Friday is the Viper Room. That's the big one. We go in at 9:45. Uh-huh. You can get pre-sale tickets through either our website or Instagram. We have a
MySpace. You got MySpace? MySpace. That's where bands started. And once upon a time, the bands would promote themselves.
That was the first
MySpace. We remember MySpace.
Uh-huh. The Pony Express. Once again, we play here at the Corbin Bowl.
That's March 28th.
March 28th.
Yeah, so that's in a couple months.
Still. Okay, cool.
February 28th is our San Diego show.
All right. And where can they follow you or stalk you? What's your social media?
At the Baby Goats Music is the primary place. It's Instagram. And follow us on Spotify, too, because that actually makes it. Oh, man, that bronchitis sound is really cool, man.
Thank God you could talk now. Yeah, man. It was sick for 30 days.
I've been sick for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It'll be 6 weeks.
You're sick, motherfucker.
And the mental illness is longer.
That's since age 3. But, I got the flu, and then I got a really bad case of bronchitis, and we had to play. We played a big show on New Year's Eve at Club Decades, Harvard and Stone. Uh-huh. And I had a bag of cough drops.
Okay.
Just popping them the entire show because I couldn't. I would go. Ah!
That's his drug of choice, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought he was going to say a bag of weed.
I've had nothing but a fun time. Thanks. Can we do this again, guys? Part 2.
Thank you, brother.
Of course.
Appreciate you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Guys. Yes. Give it up for the Baby Goats.
Thank you, everyone.
Almost famous. Until next time, your host, Jim Francis Mesa. Take care, guys.
May I ask something? If we become famous, are we not allowed on anymore?
No. Okay. You go to Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Used to be famous.
Yeah, used to be famous. That's my show, guys. Thanks so much. Take it away.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa, only on LA Talk Radio.